Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
The captain delivers late in Game 7.
The thing that burns him is wanting to win a Stanley Cup. That's a win-win-win for the organization and a win-win-win for the people of Edmonton.
Leon Draisaitl! 50th of the year!
This is exciting for the fans of Edmonton. They deserve it.
Zach Hyman finds the rebound!
Hear my name called by the Oilers there. It's a pretty surreal moment, and you know, a dream come true.
Jay Woodcroft has done an amazing job.
The people in our organization got a taste for playing hockey in the month of June, but I don't think anybody's satisfied with just that.
Connor McDavid has won the Battle of Alberta for Edmonton!
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca. Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 CHED.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me.
Caddyshack. Yeah. You got Cam Moon here. I'm filling in. Bob Stauffer on vacation. Cody Jansen on the other side of the glass. And this, my friend, Oilers Now on 630 CHED. Oilers Now brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Caddyshack. What a classic comedy and golf movie. Incredibly quotable. Amazing that I think it still stands up, but Cody, I defer to you. You're part of the younger generation. You and I have talked about comedy movies before. I want to get your thoughts as somebody that isn't as age advanced as I am on Caddyshack.
Well, when you combine my two favorite things in comedy and sports, yeah, it absolutely holds up, Mooner. It's unbelievable.
Good, good. Well, that's good to know. That's what I thought. I didn't want to be off base. So sometimes I have to, you know, ask the younger generation their thoughts. So yeah, 42 years ago today. What a solid movie. This is what we got cooking here for this afternoon at 12:35. We are going to talk with Flames radio color analyst Peter Labardius, of course, talking about the Matthew Tkachuk trade on Friday with him going to Florida, Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar coming back the other way. So lots to talk about there. Just after 1 o'clock, former Edmonton Oiler, five-time Stanley Cup champion, Randy Gregg. He is an inductee in the 2022 Alberta Sports Hall of Fame induction class. So a great honor for Randy Gregg. So we will talk to him about going into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame, but also his time with the Oilers. And, of course, as a managing director of the Edmonton Riverhawks, and they are doing some great work down at RE/MAX Field. And at 1:35, we have NHL insider John Shannon. So it is a jam-packed show. We're going to have lots of fun here this afternoon. You can call us on our River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree is 100% restriction-free with daily food specials and spectacular live music each weekend. For more information, head to rivercreeresort.com. And that same number, 780-496-0063, that is the Ashley Fine Floors text line as well. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. You can link up with us on Twitter, at Oilers Now, or with Cody Jansen, at Janner on PXP. I'm on Twitter, but I'm not on Twitter, if you know what I'm saying. I'm following Twitter. I use it for work purposes. I get a lot of information. I did watch a lot of the Emmanuel Don't Do It videos over the course of the weekend. And
I thought you were going to give up your burner account. I thought you were going to, you know, let that one leak.
No. I'll give you a hint. It's a play on my name. It's not my name, but it's a play on my name. And there's a picture of one of my two dogs. So there you go. That's how I'm able to follow things. If you can figure it out, good for you. Because it's a bit of a stretch.
That's the challenge for the text line today. Yeah. Someone's got to find Mooner's burner account.
I haven't tweeted. I don't like anything. I comment on nothing. So there'll be no history of that. But it does exist out there, and it is a play on my name. So that way I can stay on top of these things. Plus, there's the, you know, Emmanuel Don't Do It videos, that kind of stuff too, which is it's a bit of a guilty pleasure. I don't mind it. All right, today's top story, it's brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. The top story, well, it came down on Friday. The Calgary Flames had received word from Matthew Tkachuk. He did not have interest in signing long term, and he was about to get qualified for a one-year deal. And instead, the Flames were able to move him. Well, they were able to sign him. And move him. Signed him to an 8-year extension at $9.5 million per year and move him to the Florida Panthers for Jonathan Huberdeau, Mackenzie Weegar, prospect Cole Schmidt, and a conditional first round pick in 2025. There's a conditional fourth in 2025 that goes to Florida as well. So a pretty significant deal. And quite honestly, when that came down on Friday, I had somebody say to me, hey, did you see this trade? And then listed me the trade. And I was like, oh, and they were looking at it on Twitter. And I was like, okay, who's tweeting that? Like somebody with, you know, 6 followers that is just making things up and throwing it out there. Because we know it happens. That happens all the time. So I didn't believe it. And then I was like, no, like, it was Elliot Friedman. And we're like, well, no, that's pretty legit. Like, if Elliot says it, that's what it is. And then, of course, there was all the fallout and everybody else tweeting and what have you. But I was surprised and even a little bit impressed that the Calgary Flames were able to get as much back, given the fact that they didn't have many teams to deal with. You already knew that Matthew Tkachuk didn't want to be there long term, so you're painted in a bit of a corner. And to get that type of return, and I know Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar are UFA players after this season, but that does give you an entire season to sell them on your program and your city and all those things. And whether that results in those guys signing their long term, I don't know. But it gives you a year to figure it out. And considering that you were looking at a situation that you had to make this deal and the walls were closing in a little bit, I thought it was a pretty good return. Of course, we will get to talk with Peter Labardius about that here a little bit after, or we're around 12:35 this afternoon. So looking forward to that. That to me was, and I don't know about Cody, when it came down, when you heard the news, exactly your thoughts when you did hear about that trade?
Well, the haul was shocking, that's for sure. The team a little bit, it does make sense of something that Florida needs, right? Because when they would match up against a Tampa in the playoffs, well, they're missing that little bit of bite. So Matthew Tkachuk's a perfect fit there versus what Jonathan Huberdeau brings to the table. But if you would have told me it was just Huberdeau for Tkachuk one for one, I would have been like, oh, okay, that's a deal. And then, you know, BT kind of pulled through with a few more pieces that really does make it seem that Calgary likely won that trade. I don't know. I guess, you know, we'll wait and see how things do pan out. But, you know, you can go and flip Huberdeau or Weegar, or maybe you do get one or two of them signed. You know, it's an interesting dynamic, but it's too early to call.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good take. Our Ashley Fine Floors text line, Smitty fires in. No, just no. I was around, older than both of you, when Caddyshack was released, and one of the most overhyped comedies of all time. Wow. Okay, well, everybody, you're right to your opinion, and some people enjoy movies that other people don't. And Smitty is not on board with the Caddyshack vibe. Well, and maybe, you know, maybe Smitty will text us back and give us a few examples of comedy movies that he does enjoy. Because, you know, maybe it's a different genre of comedy movies. All right. So we will keep our eyes on the Ashley Fine Flores text line over the course of this afternoon. Absolutely. Go to our Oilers Now audio vault. It's brought to you by Direct Workwear, featuring Edmonton's largest selection, unbeatable prices, and customer service that makes you feel like family. Well, there's an event going on right now at the Oakdale Golf and Country Club, so a little bit north of downtown Toronto. Zach Hyman has his Zach Hyman Celebrity Classic golf tournament going on. And really, like, Zach Hyman is a great hockey player, but he's just an amazing person. And he's raising money. He's doing all these. He writes kids' books. Like, it's just, honestly, it's unbelievable. But, yeah, he's hosting this tournament. And with it being in the Toronto area, of course, there's a lot of Oiler players that are from around that area and do spend time in the summer there, where they do their training, their skating, and what have you. And Connor McDavid is one of those players, and he was made available to the media today at the golf tournaments. And the Edmonton, there's some things to talk about for sure. I mean, you look at the way things went on free agent day. It was a busy day for the Edmonton Oilers, and they get themselves a netminder. Jack Campbell comes to the team and signs a 5-year deal after spending last season with the Toronto Maple Leafs. So the goaltending picture for Edmonton, very likely to be Jack Campbell and Stuart Skinner for next season, is going to look quite a bit different than it did the previous three seasons with Mikko Koskinen and Mike Smith. So Connor McDavid was able to talk about Jack Campbell being the starting goaltender for the Edmonton Oilers.
For sure. I mean, if you can be the starting goalie for the Leafs, you can be the starting goalie anywhere. Obviously, this is the hockey hotbed, and you know, there's a tremendous amount of pressure on whoever, you know, fills that net. And you know, he's occupied that job for a better part of 2 years, and he's done a great job doing it. So I'm sure he'll transition smoothly.
Connor McDavid. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that goaltending tandem. I'm really looking forward, quite honestly. It's just watching the next step for Stuart Skinner. Having watched him in the WHL as much as I was lucky enough to do, and then his time, you know, coming up with the Oilers, and last season I got to see him play a couple of times in Bakersfield, and just see him keep making steps in the right direction. And everybody goes at a different timeline. Some players are, and especially goaltenders, some goaltenders are ready, you know, not far out of junior. Although that's not the norm, it's usually there's some time spent in the American Hockey League. And Stuart Skinner has been very successful in the American Hockey League. As the seasons go on, he continues to get better. And I look forward to seeing what he does this year playing. And I would think being at the NHL level, over the course of this entire season. Connor McDavid, while he was talking with the local media, also talking about Evander Kane coming back to the Oilers.
You know, to have him back into the fold is really exciting. You know, it was kind of touch and go there for a little bit, but you know, to have him back is really exciting for our team. Exciting for me personally. I really enjoyed playing with him, and he's a great player on the ice, and happy to have him back. Yeah, he does a lot for us on the ice. You know, he brings a lot of elements to his game that, you know, we've been looking for a long time. You know, in a top six role, and he's big body, plays physical, brings a little of that swagger, and you know, plays with that emotion, that edge. So he's a good fit.
Absolutely, he's a good fit. Many Edmonton Oilers fans very happy to see Evander Kane coming back to Edmonton. I don't know how many people were betting on that being the likely scenario. I didn't think so, quite honestly. I just thought he would look at a lot of different offers and go elsewhere, but he came back, and that's outstanding to see. Of course, that deal on Friday, just taking over the NHL news, and it was a big deal. It was a big trade on Friday, and Connor McDavid had his thoughts on that as well.
I mean, obviously, pretty shocked, but I think like everyone else, it's a huge deal. Anytime there's a couple hundred point guys going flip-flopping spots, it's always going to shake up the hockey world, and some real good players part of that deal. Obviously, Uyghur's an awesome D-man too, and I think Calgary did a good job in a tough spot.
Yeah, they were in a tough spot. Pulled one out, I thought, and as I keep my eye here on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, there was a few people that thought the same thing, where the Calgary Flames were in a tough place, yet still found a way to get a trade done that they're still going to be a very competitive team. I thought they'd be a very competitive team next year, even without that trade being made, but absolutely that helps. 115 points last year for Jonathan Huberdeau. Mackenzie Weegar is going to really help that defense for the Calgary Flames as well. So, yeah, I can absolutely see this being an outstanding trade for the Calgary Flames. A year from now, well, maybe not as much, but yeah, we will see. We will see a year from now. Ashley Finefloor's text line. Caddyshack is classic, same as Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Love both of them, and I am only 36, Gary from Fort Saskatchewan. So I would concur with that. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, absolutely. And John Candy has a long list of very good movies that I think are very good, but Planes and Trains has to be right up at the top. Tree Living had his work cut out for him. He pulled a rabbit out of his hat. Great GM. And that's coming from Cal from St. Albert. All right. So there you go. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have NHL Today for you for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. This is Oilers Now on 630 Chet. Cam Moon filling in this week. Cody Jansen on the other side of the glass. This is Oilers Now. 12:24 in Edmonton. All right, let's go to NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialists. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. What do you got?
Well, let's get to a few signings from around the league here. The Anaheim Ducks, they've avoided arbitration with Isaac Lundstrom, signing the 22-year-old center to a two-year contract extension. The deal is going to have an AAV of $1.8 million there. The Detroit Red Wings added some depth on their blue line, signing free agent Robert Hägg to a one-year contract, $800K for him. Carolina signed defenseman William Lagesson, one-year two-way for him at $750K. And Morgan Geekie inked a new deal with the Seattle Kraken, one by $1.4 million there. I think there's some value in that signing for Seattle. I don't mind it.
No, I don't mind it either. Morgan Geekie was a solid bottom six guy for the Seattle Kraken last year. And former Brandon Wheat King. Yeah, Morgan Geekie played in Brandon, didn't he? It's his brother that plays for Winnipeg of the Winnipeg Ice. That's right. Just had to. And his father, Craig Geekie, played for the Brandon Wheat Kings way back when. They are from Manitoba, not that far from Brandon, I do believe. We are, again, always keeping our eye on this Ashley Fine Floors text line. And there's more love for Caddyshack, which I like to see. Love Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield, the quotes, the gopher. It's right up there. Oh, and then, yeah, so that's good. There's no name on the bottom of that one, but that's good. We got one from Trent Wilhawk from, that's right, Wilhawk Beef Jerky. He says Caddyshack is legendary. Trent, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And good to know that you've got Oilers Now on while you are very busy at work. Getting the best stuff ready for us.
Well, Wilhawk's absolutely the best. But there was an interesting one. Back to the Tkachuk and Huberdeau trade. Interesting. Do you think that, you know, Huberto's value went down because of his past playoff performances? What's your thoughts there? Because Florida was a very easy out this past year, it seemed.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be I don't know if it would be the performance or the style. If there were a team that wanted more grit, more sandpaper, and the way to do that is to move out Huberto to bring in a Tkachuk, especially a Tkachuk that signed for 8 years, that does change the look of your team. Absolutely. And Matthew Tkachuk can play a tough game, but he also has ability to put up numbers too. So it does change the dynamic. And I'm sure you're not going into that looking to move your 115-point guy and, you know, one of your better defensemen. But if you want to add a player like Tkachuk, especially with a contract to that same degree, you're going to have to give something up. And maybe you're looking a year down the road. Are we going to – I would have to look at their cap situation a lot closer, but where are you going to be a year down the road when both those players are UFA? Are we going to be able to sign both those guys? Because if not – then moving one of them would certainly make sense right now. And then if you have to move two to bring in a guy like Tkachuk, I totally understand it. So, yeah, that's all part of it, too. And I would think that in Florida, that would have been, you know, that would have been the debate in the room, I'm sure. So it does make them, it does make Florida, it gives them a different look, doesn't it?
Well, there's no doubt it makes Florida a better team. I just think it's an interesting choice by Calgary to kind of get rid of that grit that usually helps you win when games get tough, and they get a little bit softer up front and more skilled than what we've seen in the past that usually doesn't help you win out west.
Yeah, yeah, true enough. That was some trade. I mean, I was surprised, and Calgary Flames did pretty well. And the Florida Panthers got themselves a really good player for a long period of time. Okay, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Peter Labardius, Calgary Flames radio color analyst. We can talk about that trade in greater detail. Coming up, the global news, weather, and traffic update with Kevin Robertson. This is Oilers Now at 6:30, Chet.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.